First, we're going to talk about FBI Director James Comey and his decision today to not press criminal charges, or saying that no criminal charges are appropriate in Hillary Clinton's email scandal. So here's a little bit of what he had to say. He decided, no, probably not best to bring charges.
To be clear, this is not to suggest that in similar circumstances, a person who engaged in this activity would face no consequences. To the contrary, those individuals are often subject to security or administrative sanctions, but that's not what we're deciding now. As a result, although the Department of Justice makes final decisions on matters like this, we are expressing to Justice our view that no charges are appropriate in this case.
All right, Lana Zak has been covering today's proceedings for ABC News. She joins us now on WGN. Lana, thanks for taking some time this afternoon. All right. Director Comey says, listen, if other people did this, they'd probably face some repercussions. But we don't think that's right in this case. Why the difference between Hillary Clinton and then any run-of-the-mill human being?
Well, there. Let me unpack that a little bit. First of all, what Comey was saying in that instance was that he would say that in other cases there would be repercussions. They might lose security clearances. She's no longer Secretary of State, and he doesn't have the ability to remove security clearances for her. And if she became President of the United States, obviously she'd have all of the security clearances. But that was not what he or his department was charged with deciding, whether or not there should be other repercussions. He had been charged with the question of whether or not they needed to bring criminal charges, whether or not she needed to be indicted on her mishandling of emails. Now, on that matter, he also said that his judgment was that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. And so for any other person, he felt like on that question, the same rules were applying to both her and to any other person. But Comey was really, he actually issued a very scathing indictment of Hillary Clinton and her judgment in terms of how she and her staff handled classified information. And a lot of people today, particularly on the Republican side, are wondering why that, in fact, didn't lead to criminal charges. And on that, Comey really came down to the point of intentionality. And he felt like there was not sufficient evidence to prove that what she did was intentionally a miscarriage of justice, that it was intentionally careless to the point of being criminal. And so that's why he felt ultimately there was not enough evidence there to actually bring the case. But not that he didn't think that she really performed very poorly in terms of making the U.S. vulnerable as Secretary of State to hostile actors from other countries and hackers.
Yeah, he did. You're right. It was very scathing because while he basically was saying, listen, she showed horrible judgment. And as you mentioned, he said that she was using her private server in places where we were very vulnerable. But is this over now? Because last week, Attorney General Loretta Lynch said she was going to abide by what the FBI's decision and the Justice Department. So do we think that this is over now? Have we come to the end of this email scandal road?
Definitely not. This does not bury this story anymore. But in terms of what the Clinton camp thinks, they are very happy today because they feel like they get to move forward in their campaign for presidency. They don't have the possibility of an indictment looming off in the distance, hanging over their head. But in terms of whether or not what they found in this investigation will continue to plague her, now I think becomes a political question rather than a legal one.
Well, yeah, I guess that's what I meant. Legally, there's going to be no prosecution of this. Like you said, this is not going to go away for her for the rest of the campaign. Donald Trump already jumped on it.
Already tweeting. Yes.
Yeah, that the system is rigged and that she got away with something. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who think that. But again, it came down to Director Comey and the FBI after a 3-hour interview with Hillary Clinton on Saturday saying that it was bad judgment. Yes, it was dangerous, but there was no criminal intent.
Right. But we we'll probably hear more on this topic. We already heard from Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, that he wants more information about how the FBI came to this decision, because he felt like all the things that Comey said leading up to were not bringing charges indicated that there was something that was really incorrect in Secretary Clinton's behavior. And so he wants to better understand that. So there will be some more fact finding certainly that we can expect. But yeah, in terms of the legal action, that probably is done now.
And as you said, Hillary Clinton's camp made a statement after Comey's conference today?
Well, we've certainly heard from people inside advisors to her that they are thinking today's a great day. Podesta, in fact, said that today's wonderful. They feel buoyed by Comey's report, even if it did say some really harsh things that she's going to have to answer for politically out on the campaign trail, that they didn't find the criminal wrongdoing, that they are moving forward. And in fact, at this very minute, she is standing on a stage in Charlotte with the president of the United States. So for her, the optics are it's a win and that they are moving forward.
A lot of people are probably questioning the timing, that it seemed very beneficial that Director Comey made his statement this morning when the president was going to start his campaigning with Hillary Clinton today. Was there any discussion about why today, or did it just happen? Well, hey, today was when everything was done.
Well, the president was actually supposed to go out on the campaign trail with her at the same time that the Orlando shooting happened. So they had previously planned the beginning of his campaigning with her to happen earlier. And this is the new schedule. So in terms of that, that all sort of happened because of events that were outside of anybody's control, really. But you know, we were expecting that this would happen just recently. Also, we heard the final report from the House Benghazi Committee. All these things are starting to wrap up in their investigations. But now it's really going to be Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton with some pointed questions aimed at one another.
Well, and I appreciate the time and all the information. We will talk to you again soon. Thanks again.
Looking forward to it. Bye-bye.
Take care. That's Alana Zak. She is an ABC News correspondent. All right. You heard what Lana had to say. You've heard some of this. We have more audio from FBI Director Comey's press conference. We will share that with you. But I want to know your reaction. What do you think? Is this an example of the rigged system, as Donald Trump would say? Or do you think, okay, listen, now while her judgment can still be questioned, the criminality cannot?